Hello. I just woke up. Oh my God. I wanted to tweet out. I wanted to tweet out the thing. I was like, oh, good morning. Do I need you on all that? Trying to deal with the trauma of being alive again. Okay, before I forget, let me tell you about my dream. It was this weird, I don't know, because it was like this, if you could imagine like the New York City blockish, but like industrialized and then completely covered in sand, like, I guess like it's the end of the world, the apocalypse or whatever. So it was like super dusty and super sandy. It was like the desert, but there were like buildings in it. And then I don't know, I think it's because of that hide and seek game mode that TSP put together for that Apex Customs. But basically the story was like, there's this person who's like really good at sniping, and we never really talked about it, and like no one told us, but they're like citizens of this city. You have like 30 minutes to hide or you'll die. And then like after the 30 minutes was up, there's like a whole bunch of people, just like random strangers. I didn't know, I can see their faces. It's all blurry because it was a dream. But like we were all running around and trying to hide from this one person who was like sniping at us and like shooting us. And like if you got hit, you would like quote die, but like you wouldn't actually die. It would just like teleport you to like the out of bounds regions or whatever. And then what happened? Oh yeah. There was like an award for like the people who like survived the longest. And then, oh no, I'm starting to forget my dream. Oh, like I was really trying to hold on to the dream before it slips out my fingers. So I was like hiding behind some cars and like sneaking down on all fours to like see underneath the car. You see, like their feet between the pillars or the tires of the cars and the little gap and all that. And I don't know, it was like going on for like 20 minutes or so. Then, oh no, I'm forgetting it. No, chat, what do you do when you wake up and you start to forget a dream? How do you get it back? Oh, it's gone. No. Okay, well, TLDR to that one, we actually got distracted. I don't remember what happened after I was like hiding behind the cars, because I forgot about it. But I do know that I got distracted, and I was walking down. Maybe I was running. I don't know. I was like moving down and street, and then I got distracted because there was like this evil maniacal laughter coming out from one of the buildings. So I went inside and I was like checking it out, and I was like, what's going on here, right? And there was this like super villain person who was going around. It's like, hey, eat these raw chicken hot wings. And I was like, that's probably not a good idea. It's raw, like you're gonna get salmonella from that. And then this person was like, no, it's safe. Wink, wink. Because they were like evil. They were like blatantly evil. It was like his battle was pretending to be like an evil like warlord or something. Like you could tell because of the way they talk and then like the way they're acting, right? Like over the top and bombastic, right? So my friend ate it and then they fell into like a little deep sleep or whatever. It turned out to be a trance, and basically the whole thing was, while they were in a trance, I was trying to like save them, and then like the evil person came back in and was like, "Ah, my plan has succeeded. You are now under my control. And then I like pretended to also be under the control too. So what I did was I went and like I dove into the big bowl of like raw chicken wings and got covered in the hot sauce to like pretend like, oh wow, this is delicious. Raw chicken wings. Right. So I did that, right? And then I was lying there covered in the hot sauce, like listening to this person going on and ranting about how they had this evil plan to take over the world. And I was like, I'm really curious to know what this evil plan is. Like, yeah, I could like jump out of the bowl of raw chicken wings and like stop them, but no. I want to see how far they go. And the plan was really weird because they're like, I'm going to go ahead and mind control all these people and give them very good work ethic and then make them like not really care about other people and then like train them all to become billionaires on the planet. And once everyone is a billionaire on the planet, I'm going to use my mind control powers, which they're already using, to like give the money to me so I have all the money. Ha ha ha. And then I was like, wait, hold up. That doesn't make sense. So I got out of the bowl of raw chicken wings, still covered in the hot sauce. And I'm like, wait a minute, your plan like mathematically does not make sense. Like there's actually not enough money for all this people, like all these people here to become billionaires because like the total number of people you have under your control exceeds, like, if everyone were to become a billionaire, like, the number of people you currently control exceeds the total amount of money that's, like, on the planet. So I'm not sure, like, are you going to punish someone, like, the last person who can't become a billionaire because there just isn't enough money? Like, statistically, it just does not work out, like, mathematically, right? And then, because, like, the entire time, like, I had this like feeling that this is like supernatural or whimsical. It was like I didn't realize it was a dream, but like I was getting the dream, right? But I was like, wait a minute, this seems a little bit weird. It's like fantastical, right? So this like evil mastermind was trying to like enact their evil plan to take over the world, and there I am just like being annoyed because I didn't eat the chicken wing. I didn't eat it. I was just covered in the hot sauce, but I didn't actually eat the chicken wing, so like they didn't have control over me. So there I was just like standing next to like, excuse me, your plan doesn't actually make sense, like constantly over and over again. And then I woke up. I don't know what happened. I wanted to know what happened. I wish I had known them enough that they gave up on their plan for world domination, or at least came up with like a more feasible one. Because I don't know if you have that many people and they're all going to be a billionaire, and like that's like maybe such a goal down lower, like millionaires. You know, like if you have that many people, maybe they all have a good chance to become a millionaire. But yeah, there was like an Ultra Instinct scene somewhere in the previous act with the guy like hunting you with the sniper rifle, but I don't remember what happened there. I just know like a general dream feeling of like, oh, there was this one scene where like someone went Ultra Instinct and was able to dodge the bullets, and then I think he stepped on a mine and then died it that way or something. I don't know. Dreams are weird. Anyways, I like forgot half of it in the first act and the second act. It wasn't as funny as I thought it was going to be retelling it because I don't know. Maybe you just have to be in the moment, like covered in that hot sauce, like being annoying to the mastermind. And like the fact that I was just standing next to him, like completely unarmed and just casually being like, yeah, but that doesn't check out. The map doesn't work. I thought that was really funny. Maybe I'm just delusional because I haven't been getting enough sleep. That was it. This is too long to like type out and to like explain what was going on, but I just wanted to tell you my weird dream. You're welcome. Sorry. We need to, and I'll see you later tonight for the membership streams. Bye-bye, everybody.